This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everyone. Happy weekend to you. Glad you're with us on New Beginnings, another chance to connect with you and to share with you in this new normal about how you can take care of many different aspects of your life. And as we start out our discussion this morning, I'm proud to welcome our co-host on New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is a proud owner of Ripple Connects. He makes candidates stand out. He makes sure that you have your best foot forward every time that you're in that job market. You can reach him online at www.rippleconnects.com. His telephone number is 763-438-1621, 763-438-1621. Good morning, Joe McKenzie, and welcome back.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. Thank you for that introduction. That's you hit it right on the head. I help people to stand out, and I appreciate the shout out there on how we do that. So
it's pretty phenomenal work that you do with Ripple Connects. It's interesting. I've talked to different people who have come into contact with you. I know folks individually, and it's interesting when your name just pops up in conversation. So I know that the work is out there and you're doing a tremendous job. And it's interesting that I just mentioned standing out. Let's talk about that a little bit. How has the job search activity changed since the beginning of COVID-19, the beginning of the year, almost 6 months now?
Yeah, it's been 6 months, and we talked about it last week, how the ability to adapt to the new job search normal, the job search activity. We no longer have face-to-face interviews. We no longer have coffee meetings. We no longer go to big networking groups. That has changed the biggest part of COVID-19 is that everything is virtual. And we said last week that, you know, it's possible that it may never return to that normal that we knew. And so to be able to adapt to that was critical. But, you know, in regards to standing out, I want to make sure that people know how to take some steps, how to stand out in this new type of job search. Because let's face it, on January 1st of this year, no one was trying to figure out how am I going to stand out on a Zoom meeting or networking or what have you. They weren't there. And that's why I want to talk about how do you still stand out in your job search when everything, the game has changed.
Interesting. Joe McKenzie is with us this morning on New Beginnings, and we're talking about how to stand out in that job search. So before we really get into it, I'm just curious, how is it that certain people, certain companies can seemingly just change on a dime and adapt? And they're talking about, as you find us in this new normal, this new activity and so forth, how is it that companies and individuals can adapt so quickly, Joe McKenzie?
Well, understanding the reality around them, they're seizing control of what they can control, and they're embracing the technology that's there and the new mindset, and realizing the efficiencies of how do you put a workforce remotely, and how do you set them up for success with technology and still have cohesive teams. I think they see the efficiencies and they see the future. So therefore, they're seizing the opportunity to become more efficient at what they do. And I've talked to many, many companies about one company that I did a lot of sales training for. Their sales are up for the year. Granted, they had to pivot to another industry, but the whole sales team has been working remotely since March. They're more cohesive now than they were when they were in the same building together. And so when I talked to the president of that company and how their sales team's doing, they've adapted, they're doing well, and they're excited for the future. And I think that story plays out in a lot of corporations today. So being able to adapt but see the future of how your company can find their role and really become more efficient and effective.
It sounds like individuals who are looking for new opportunities, or they're looking to upgrade the opportunity in which they have, can take a page from these companies and these entrepreneurs. Yeah. So what are some of the recommendations that you'd make to that job seeker who wants to stand out in today's hiring process in this new environment in which we find ourselves?
Well, we have to stand out. We cannot let our resume speak for ourselves. We have to stand out. And so if stand out means that you've done your research on a company, that you've talked to others that are in that industry, if you've networked, you've understood the real job needs of a position or an industry, that hasn't changed in 6 months or 6 years since I started talking about it. That intel, that information that you can garner from people will help you to stand out. So if you eliminate your networking or your conversations with your bench of advocates to truly understand what an industry or a company is faced with, you're not going to stand out. That has to remain. So how to stand out in a job search today? Book your virtual meetings, continue to get that information. So when you are in a position to do an interview, which would probably be a virtual interview, you can talk about the real job needs. You know, we brought Lou Adler, the author of Essential Guide of Getting Hiring and Getting Hired. Excuse me. When we take that mindset to our bench of advocates, and then we take that information to a job interview, that's standing out in my book. And so we can still do it. We still have to stand out, and it will be acknowledged and recognized if you have done your homework and you've prepared for those interviews and you understand what the real job needs are, what are some of the headwinds or challenges, and you're prepared to talk about your process on how to overcome them or solve problems, Freddie, you will stand out. We don't interview enough in our careers, Freddie, for us to wing it. We cannot go in there and think that our LinkedIn profile or our resume is going to speak to itself. That may get you the interview, but it won't win the interview. And that's where a candidate becomes a contender, when they completely understand what that employer needs to accomplish. And that's how you stand out. And you can still do it in today's world through virtual technology that's available to us.
Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, co-host on New Beginnings, about how to stand out in a job search in this COVID-19 environment, our new environment. And I was thinking as we were going through this that the fundamentals of what you're talking about, being prepared, they've not changed even though we are in a new environment.
That's correct. And it may be even more emphasized because companies still don't know what next year is going to look like. So for you to have that ability to know what they're up against today only demonstrates to them that you're willing to put in the work to understand what it needs to take to move this company forward through your role. So again, going back to winging it, that's not going to fly in today's world. You're going to stand out because you understand the challenges that they have in front of them, but also be able to better anticipate the challenges that are going to be thrown down through this COVID new economy. I think you will stand out if you put that work in prior to that interview and then deliver during that interview.
Wow, great words. Do you think that we'll return to normal in regards to the way we find new jobs, Joe?
I don't think so. I think I think the companies that are going to be hiring see the new efficiencies of working with people. And if people are going to be working virtually, you would want to bring on someone that's comfortable being in a virtual world. So they are looking for that. Honestly, Freddie, I don't have a crystal ball, but I don't think things will ever go back to the way they were on January 1st of 2020 and how people were hired. We can't control that, Freddie, but we can control how we stand out. And that is some of the things that I mentioned earlier. Understanding the real job needs, talking to your bench of advocates so you can get that information, and then understanding how you will help them, that process, that critical thinking, the way you solve problems is portable. you can bring that to that new industry, that new company. And if you can explain your process to them, you will certainly stand out in that process, particularly for companies that are going to be faced with new challenges that we haven't even seen yet.
Well, there certainly are a lot of challenges that we've covered in the first 6 months of this year. If there's one thought that you'd like to leave with us this weekend as we're running out of time, one thought, what would that one thought be, Joe McKenzie?
Even though the game has changed on how we are going about getting jobs, nothing's changed about standing out. You will be up against very talented people, and you have to find ways to stand out to secure that job that you want.
The man standing out himself, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects, and you do some fine work there, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And this is New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and let's talk now about your money on New Beginnings. With many states reopening despite the recommendations of public health experts, there's new data showing that consumers may not be prepared to return to pre-pandemic spending levels. More than 40% of people, that could be you, who spent money on movies, event tickets, or at bars before the pandemic, now plan to spend less on those activities, that according to a new survey for creditcards.com. The planned cutbacks may compound the already massive economic impact of the virus. As cases spiked this spring, as you remember, states shut down or restricted many businesses such as salons and restaurants. Sports leagues postponed their seasons and concerts were canceled. The unemployment rate remains above 10%, and many of the virus-related layoffs that once appeared temporary are becoming permanent in many cases. More than 60% of small businesses say they need spending to return to normal by the end of the year to stay open, that according to American Express data, but the pandemic may have long-term effects on spending habits. While business owners have found creative ways to bring in money during the shutdowns, about half of Americans aren't looking forward to going back to the bar, and more than a third aren't excited about heading out to a sports game, movie, or live event, that according to a recent survey by Bloomberg and Morning Consult. The biggest fear that people seem to have is the virus itself, that according to Ted Rossman, he's an industry analyst at creditcards.com. The things that people are planning to cut back, he says, are on some of the things that are much harder to keep your distance. While many plan to spend less on movies, sports and concert tickets, dining out and haircuts, some people plan to spend more on charity, 28%, housekeeping, 26%, and child care, 32%. School districts have yet to settle on reopening plans, but many are preparing a mix of in-person and remote education that would continue to place an increased burden on parents, more than half of whom expect child care costs to be higher than before the virus, that according to a May survey by Care.com. Consumers seem aware of the impact their spending can have on struggling businesses and employees. When they do spend money, 59% of respondents say they were tipping more, going to local businesses more than usual, or paying for services even when those services could not be provided. All the data that we're sharing with you this morning was collected by YouGov for creditcards.com in a survey that was taken from June 17th through the 19th, looking at 2,300 U.S. adults and using a weighted non-probability sample. We're talking about your money this weekend, and according to rate.com, no matter how low interest rates are in many parts of our financial lives, we know that the rate charged on unpaid credit card balances tend to be insanely expensive. The average is nearly 17% these days. So yes, it's a worthy goal to get a balance paid off as soon as possible. But as with everything in life, it's important to consider the consequences of how we'll pull that off. According to the latest survey from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, among people who took a loan from their 401k plan, more than one in four used that money to pay off credit card debt. Rate.com goes on to say that if your household has run into some financial stress during the coronavirus crisis, tapping your retirement savings may seem like a lifesaver, but it comes at a cost. And the bottom line is that it should be considered only after you've exhausted all other alternatives. Consequences to consider, according to Rate.com, number one, the opportunity cost of your money not growing for retirement. Money you pull out is no longer able to compound for your retirement, and some plans don't allow you to continue to make contributions to your account while you have a loan. And that can even be a more serious situation and a more serious drag on your long-term success. Also, it can get messy pretty quickly if you lose your job or take a new one. According to Vanguard, just one in three plans allows terminated employees who have a loan to keep repaying it. Everyone else is required to repay the loan in a few months, which typically is not great timing if you've just been laid off. If you don't repay the loan, it'll be treated as a withdrawal. If you're younger than 55, there's a 10% early withdrawal penalty. And if the money was used in a traditional 401k, every dollar will be taxed as ordinary income. Are you really solving a problem? One of the most important questions to ask yourself is why you have the big unpaid credit card bill in the first place. Was it because you had a big unexpected series of health issues? Or is your credit card balance a function of just spending too much? Clearly, just because you can take out a loan doesn't mean you should. And the easy nature of accessing your money can make it seem preferable to do the harder stuff, like getting serious about finding a way to spend less so you can send in a little extra, $100, $200 or more, with each month's credit card payment. A quick web search for credit card repayment calculator will land you free tools that will show you how fast you can pay off your debt based on whatever your budget is. And if you happen to have credit card debt and a great credit score, you might want to consider a balance transfer deal, according to Rate.com. Granted, in this coronavirus recession, it's likely not as easy to qualify for a great deal, but there are offers still being marketed that will give you a year or more of zero interest on any balance you move to the new card issuer. If you had that year or more with no interest, might you be able to put a large dent into the balance? Longer term, a way to avoid the temptation to take out a 401k loan is to build in a cash cushion so you don't need to put emergency expenses on a credit card. Now, finally, if you honestly can't find a way to juggle retirement and emergency savings, it can make sense to temporarily scale back what you've been saving for retirement, but only if you use the money that's not going into retirement to build up your emergency fund. Great advice from our friends over at Rate.com, Carla Fried in particular. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we've got more coming for you. Just stay right there.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today. This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Do you coast along in life for a while to be free of responsibility? Power and potential. That's our point of focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
By coasting, you might find temporary relief from seeming demands, but you've got to do more than coast to develop your full potential. Right now, choose to exercise power and potential. Just as surely as exercising your physical body and developing your muscles makes you strong, so does exercising your mental power and your mental potential. Use your power to enable you to become a better, wiser, healthier, and even more prosperous person than you were before. When you use your power and potential, you experience true growth through using all that you have to bring to the table. Power and potential, our point of focus. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. Glad you got here right on time. How to do you? And I'm really excited to bring with us right now Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. You can find her the traditional way online at westmetrohypnosis.com, or you can use what I like to call the POTS line, the plain old telephone system, 952-222-3975. That's a great way to create a new structure, I would imagine, Kelly.
Yes, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because remember last week, Freddie, we were talking about, you know, successful people and how there's always a next level of success to take you to, take yourself to. And one of the things that I talk about with clients is in order to take yourself to that next level of success, how important it is to be responsible for creating that structure. And so many of my clients come in and everyone knows what they need to be doing. And I know that we've talked about this before.
How do you mean that they know what they need to be doing?
They know the action steps that they should be taking. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking them, but they're aware if somebody wants to lose weight, they know they should be exercising more, what they should be doing. Or if they want to start a business, they know what they should be doing. And instead they find themselves procrastinating or unmotivated. And so part of what I do with clients is inform them that before they go into their doingness, they have to check in with their beingness and understand that they need to be able to create a picture of how they want to be, how they want to show up. For example, I just had a client who had a very clear picture of what his optimum state is. And he says, you know, I want to create a possibility where I'm in that optimum state more often. And that optimum state for me is I'm relaxed, confident, but I'm confident without the need to be right. I'm curious about different things and I let go of judgment and I'm able to observe and come at experiences and different people with grace. Now that sounds like an awesome optimal state, doesn't it?
It does.
So that's really a question of beingness. So we defined that and said, okay, this is how you want to show up before you start doing anything, before you answer emails, before you get on the phone with clients. This is what you want to tap into. And then we defined his least optimal state. And his least optimal state, as you can imagine, was rigid. It was obsessive. It was looping thoughts. It was tight. It was constricted. It was all of these things. So now we've created a structure where he recognizes his least optimal state and he recognizes his highest, his most optimal state. And now that least optimal state becomes a reminder to him of, oh, wow, look at this. I am in an unbeneficial state of mind. And he might not be able to jump in that structure to that high, high level. But if he can take himself from a zero, least optimal, to a one or two, that's already a more beneficial state than he was at the very, very bottom. And his responsibility is to create the structure for that high optimal state to flow into, because it's not something he can force. He has to allow that state of relaxed confidence, of grace, of curiosity to come into him. And he is just the provider or the creator of the structure for that to more easily flow.
Wow, that's pretty solid. And if you like more structure, if you like to learn more, it's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Our weekend program continues on New Beginning as now it's time to talk about healthcare, and the future of healthcare is right here. The pandemic has turned telehealth from a maybe one day to a right here, right now situation. As recently as last year, only 8% of Americans had ever used telemedicine. And that has changed overnight, with some practitioners reporting that up to 95% of patient visits are now virtual, and with insurance companies and health providers advertising their telemedicine offerings. Telemedicine, defined as a visit between a patient and a healthcare provider by telephone, smartphone, tablet, or computer, is just one part of telehealth, which also includes programs such as at-home patient monitoring and physician-to-physician consults. One example is teleradiology, in which CT scans and MRIs are interpreted by radiologists who can be on a different continent than the patient's doctor. Innovative telehealth programs are successfully reducing the need for patients to go to the ER or to be hospitalized, and they're proving so attractive to patients and healthcare providers that many experts believe this form of medicine may become routine, that according to Gene Linzer of AARP. Coming of age, telemedicine has been talked about as the wave of the future for the past several years, but it took radical changes in federal and state regulations and insurance policies over the past few months, as well as a change in consumer awareness and behavior, to thrust the future upon us today. For example, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has temporarily lifted regulations that prevented reimbursement for telemedicine visits outside of rural areas and did not allow doctors to treat patients across state lines. For patients who have trouble traveling or live far from their doctors, telemedicine is especially prized. As an example, cancer patients are discovering that they can avoid travel to see specialists who may be located far from their homes. Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida reports conducting 300 or more virtual visits a day, and Massachusetts General Hospital in Houston saw a 10 to 20-fold increase in telemedicine visits in late March, while the medical centers of the University of California, San Francisco, reported that half of its visits were conducted virtually. Reduced travel time also means the patients can use less sick time for missed work. In some instances, they don't have to take off time from work, as they can use their lunch or break time to have a virtual visit. Telehealth programs offer advantages beyond reduced exposure to infectious diseases. If you live with a chronic condition such as congestive heart failure, diabetes, or chronic lung disease, you may benefit from far more frequent and even continuous oversight of your health status than you would receive from intermittent in-person visits. Atrium Health, a healthcare service provider serving 37,000 patients daily across Georgia, has seen virtual primary care and urgent care visits increase by more than 500% since the pandemic began. Heart patients who require surgery are enrolled in the Perfect Care program. That's a telehealth initiative that follows patients before, during, and after heart surgery, that according to Jeffrey Rose, who's a doctor and president of Atrium Sanger Heart and Vascular Institute. When patients go home, they are equipped with a smartphone, if they don't have one already, along with a weight scale and wearable devices that monitor their heart rate, how many steps they take, and their sleep patterns. Rose says that data from these devices are projected in real time on dashboards used by healthcare providers to manage patient care. Rose goes on to say that if we see their heart rate is going up, their sleep pattern is disturbed, or that they are gaining weight and falling behind on their daily steps they take, we can call them and do a video visit. The program has paid off, he says, in reduced ER visits and hospitalizations. Artificial intelligence, AI, another aspect of telehealth, is being used to reduce a potentially deadly problem. Alarm fatigue is what happens when your health monitoring system cries wolf often enough that staff fail to react quickly to a potentially life-threatening situation. Dr. Rose goes on to say that the last thing anyone with chronic health conditions needs is to get in the car, drive, and wait in a waiting room. He says we need access to telehealth to be maintained once the pandemic has cooled. In order to ensure Medicare and other payers continue their support for virtual technologies, he says we need advocacy on all fronts, particularly from patients. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the new New Beginnings podcast today.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and with me right now, we go to AARP Minnesota with Real Possibilities, where we join the Associate State Director for Advocacy, I'll say it right, and Outreach for AARP Minnesota, Erin Parrish. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, Freddie. Thanks for inviting us today.
I'm glad you're with us. And you're working to ensure that voters, especially those who are 50 plus, have access to safe voting. Can you tell us what that access looks like and how you ensure voting, safe voting, especially when we're talking about absentee voting?
Yeah. Well, you know, COVID-19 has disproportionately affected the health of Americans over the age of 50. That group is also the largest voting bloc. So it's for that reason that one of AARP's priorities this election year is to ensure that voters 50 years and older have access to the safe voting options you mentioned, including early and absentee voting. This ensures that everyone can vote safely without making a choice between risking their health and exercising a fundamental right to vote. So right now, all eligible voters are able to request an absentee ballot or vote early in person. And there's a number of ways that they can do that and ensure that their voice is heard during the pandemic.
Well, everybody, we're talking with Erin Parrish. She is the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Twin Cities. We're talking about voting absentee. So where can the ballots be obtained?
Well, first you have to request a ballot. Minnesota has no excuse absentee balloting, which means you don't need to provide a reason to request an absentee ballot. Anyone can request that absentee ballot and vote from the comfort and safety of their own home. So the first step is to apply for an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. And you can request one by going to the Minnesota Secretary of State's website, which is mnvotes.org, or you can contact your local county election office. But the easiest way is probably the Secretary of State's website. They have a form on there that you fill out, and then they will mail you your ballot. Otherwise, you can also download a copy of the request application, fill it out, and then mail it in. That does take a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. The other option, if you don't have internet access, is you can call the Secretary of State's office and request that they mail you an absentee ballot application. Again, takes a little bit more time, but that's also an option.
You also mentioned at the outset that you can vote right now at different locations. When does that start, and where do you go to vote in person?
Early in-person voting started on June 26th, mm-hmm. So you can go vote early in person right now. Locations are open during all regular business hours and will also be open the last Saturday before Election Day. You can find an early voting location near you at mnvotes.org. www.newbeginnings.org. Or again, you could call the Secretary of State's office to find an early voting location. You can also go to your local elections office in your county, and many of them have early in-person voting open in those locations.
All right. Great information about voting absentee and just safety in voting. Erin, I can't thank you enough. She is the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Not long ago, I had the opportunity to be the guest speaker at Unity South Church. Here is that program entitled This Thing Called Love, and we join it in progress.
Repeat after me, please. I can do
all things
through Christ,
who strengthens me.
Together,
I can do
all things
through Christ,
who strengthens me.
To begin
our chat this morning,
I want to
start by
giving you four
stories.
And
the first one
has to do
with
an individual,
it's my granddaughter,
who at the
time, I believe,
was maybe 4 years
old, maybe
five.
And
this time of
the year, she
came home
from
Miss Judy,
her daycare provider,
with
a stocking
that was cut out
of construction paper.
And it
had this
yarn
that was sewn
around the edges.
It was really
cute.
And then she
had a Christmas
tree
that was cut
out of red and
green paper.
And
it looked like
there were ornaments on it.
They
weren't very good,
but I mean, she's
four.
And she
brought those
home to us.
It was
really, really exciting.
The second
story
that I'd like
to share with you
is
out of
nowhere,
my
youngest daughter
gave
me the biggest
hug,
and I said,
what was that
about?
Story
number three.
Everyone
who attended a
particular seminar
was given
cards,
and on the
cards, the
assignment simply
was this, just
to give the
cards away,
and the
card says,
you are loved.
And
the only instruction
was
to give
the energy
of love
with
that card.
Our next
story.
About
30
years ago, after
returning
from
their honeymoon,
the husband
learned
that
he had picked up
a disease.
And then
upon further
notice, we
learned
that this
husband
was told
by his doctor
that there
was no cure
for
this disease.
We are now
in the third week
of Advent
as we
continue
preparing
for the
arrival of
the Christ child.
And
for many of us,
this is a
reawakening,
I should say,
of the spirit
that's
in us.
As a
child is born,
we become love,
and we
experience the
rebirth
of the God
essence
in our hearts
and
in our minds
and,
of course, our
daily lives.
This
birth requires
faith and
hope. That was the
first week
of Advent.
A deep knowing,
it's a belief
and understanding
that
breakthroughs
and
possibilities
are there
for the
taking.
We
see this
as the substance
or the
reality
of
what we want to
see
show up
in our
lives.
This
hope, this
desire is
the evidence
of what
we can't physically
see
at the moment
of its inception,
but
we've already
witnessed
in our
hearts and minds.
Faith,
then, is that
connecting power
in the spiritual
realm that
links us
with God,
making God
more
tangible,
more real
for
us
in our
sense perceptions.
So
as you heard Reverend
Stacy say
a couple of weeks ago,
that faith and
hope
are the
basic
ingredients we
need to
begin that relationship with God. This is where our journey begins this holiday season. All of us are travelers following a star on that quest of the discovery, actually, of the essence that is us. A journey like this, a life's journey, can have a lot of different twists and turns. And if you've had twists and turns in your life, somebody say yes. This is a twist and turn just being with you this morning. With all that can happen as we travel, it's important for us to have this notion of peace. That's the second week of Advent. Completeness, fulfillment, wholeness, security, and a sense of well-being. It's also important to be armed with enough knowledge and courage to be strong in the face of discord and stress. It means giving energy and attention on what matters most, free from the worry about the outcome. Now, that's tough for a lot of people. When you've got a situation in front of you and you're trying to have peace even before the results unfold, it takes a lot of focus and attention. And this is the essence of peace. There was a person at this company, and he says, "Look, what I'd like for you to do, Mark, I've got this big, gnarly problem, and I want you to take it. Please take this problem. This is yours. And I want you to go home, and all weekend, Mark, I want you to worry about it because I've given up worry. I have peace." Sorry about that, Mark. Our Advent journey continues today as we consider the aspect of love. Love is an active energy, as you heard this morning. It's like a three-lane highway. In one direction, love comes from that supernatural entity to us. In the other direction, love is directed toward that spiritual nature. And then in the other direction, on that three-lane highway, we direct that love expressed to those whom we encounter, those we see, those we don't see. When we think about the two great commandments, the prime directive is to love God with all of our hearts, with all of our minds. The second commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. But as we consider that, the question is, how do we love ourselves this holiday season? I've got five steps. First, we must know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is love. This is a part of the knowing that Paul often spoke about in his letters to the Ephesians and to the Corinthians. And as the song says, and we sing it here often, that God is love. And then number two, it's important that we must be loving to allow the love of God to flow through us and then to others right now. When we love ourselves, it allows us to love others in the same way because they'll be drawn to you. When we are kind to others, when we're patient with others, we become patient with another's thoughts and ideas because that's what you're sending out. Not only is loving ourselves a state of mind, it's a series of actions laced with energy that we embed in our lives. The third notion of love is that we open our hearts. Have you ever just opened your heart? This morning during the meditation, as a daily word was unfolding and then the melodic voices coming together, you could, for me anyway, I'll speak for myself, it was palpable. I could just feel that love energy as it was unfolding. This is the essence of peace. And then the next notion of love is to surround yourself with like-minded people. Did you know that we are the average of the five people that we spend the most time with? And then number five, live your life with integrity. So, I mentioned the people at the seminar earlier. The attendees were given a pack of cards which read, "You are loved." Their assignment was simple. Give away all the cards. And they were told to give the energy of your love with those cards.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.